Hi. The second reading in chapter 1 of Mark's Gospel begins at verse 9 and reads as follows. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." One of the things that we should notice from this reading is that Mark includes the words at the start, "in those days," and he wants then to link us to John the Baptist and to that time when John was baptizing in the Jordan. Mark also draws attention to the fact that Jesus came from Nazareth. Nazareth was not a nice town. Someone was on record around that time as saying, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And it seems that Jesus was prepared to live and to be known as a native of even that rather unpleasant town with a bad reputation. And it seems that the same applies with regard to Jesus' preparedness to be baptized by John in the Jordan. John was baptizing those who were confessing sins, who were saying that they'd messed up and who really wanted to turn from their past ways. And here comes Jesus, and as far as we know, Jesus never did a single wrong thing or thought a wrong thought. But the key issue is that he wants to be identified with the sinners who were there confessing and seeking God. When Jesus came up out of the water then, Mark records that he, Jesus, saw the heavens being torn open, and that the voice that came from heaven actually addressed Jesus himself. "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So we might well regard this incident as being an important one in the life of Jesus Christ, a time when he had a heavenly attestation about what he was doing, particularly about the fact that he was being identified with sinners and taking a sinner's place. But there's something a little bit more interesting even, and that is that there are three parts to the words that came from heaven above. The first is, "You are my Son," and the second is, "My beloved," and the third is, "I am well pleased with you." "You are my Son" is connected with Psalm 2, which was written around 950 or 1000 BC. And in that psalm, Almighty God addresses a king as being a son of God. That psalm comes from the wisdom literature of the nation of Israel, their wisdom literature and songs. And that's one part of the Old Testament in our Bibles. There are two other parts of the Old Testament. It divides into three. A second part is the history books. And Genesis as a book, written around 1300 BC, is part of the history of the nation of Israel. In that history, there's an incident where Abraham is asked by the Lord God as a test of his faith to sacrifice his son Isaac. Now, he never actually does sacrifice his son, but Abraham passed that test of faith. And in asking Abraham to do this, Abraham was told by God, "Take the son whom you love, your beloved." And so there's a link here to that man, Abraham, who was the very first person whom God revealed himself to and who became then the founder of the Jewish and Muslim faiths. The third part of the words that came from heaven above is from the prophetic writings in the archives of Israel, written by Isaiah, where Isaiah was told that God wanted him to write about God himself, that God was saying, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him." And the words, "in whom my soul delights," are similar to those words, "with you I am well."